I know our time is really gone, and I give Joy the liberty to take as long as she liked. It's not often we see her, and I'm thankful for that, that we did that tonight. You can have a further opportunity to speak to her over the complex, Pastor Label, to stay behind. But just before we do so, I turn you to a further chapter in John, John 20. Joy read to us from John 9. I just want to bring you over nearly to the end of the book. John 20 and verse 19. And you know, she spoke about the fear. And there was a fear here as well that's mentioned. A fear amongst the disciples. Verse 19. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Amen. Ending a reading of verse 21. Really verse 20 that I want to just leave with you. I'm not going to preach as such. I'm just going to leave you a little outline. And I trust the Lord will bless it to our souls tonight. This is the Christian Sabbath. First day of the week. We're told in verse 19 it was evening. And the Lord was to honor the Christian evening Sabbath meeting with his presence. That was something that was designed by God. As you look at the words of verse 20, you see a salutation. For it says, when he had so said. What was the message? What was the salutation that he gave? You'll have it in verse 19. It was peace be unto you. The message was of peace. And that peace was obtained. And it was purchased through the blood of his cross. Where before the sinner was at enmity with God, they now can have peace. Something that Joy mentioned even in her report. The Roman Catholic doesn't have peace. But dear soul, if you're in our meeting tonight without Christ, neither do you. And yet the message that the Lord was to give was of peace. And these disciples were sorrowful. These disciples were troubled. They were even unbelieving. Well, the message came back from the tomb that morning and they didn't believe it. But now there's peace. You'll notice the salutation is particular, for it says, Peace be unto you. Unto you. There was 10 of them. One was missing. He wasn't there. We're told earlier on in that chapter that Thomas was not with him. What a troublesome week he was to have. The other had gone and denied the Lord and betrayed him. And he had gone to his own place. Just 10. For the Lord said, Peace be unto you. And dear people, tonight, that is what the believer has in Christ. The believer has this promise to them. John 14 verse 27 says, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Here's something that is promised, and here's something that is received at the point of conversion. You can have a peace tonight, peace over the knowledge of sins forgiven. You can have peace with God tonight. You can be reconciled to God. Why? All because of Christ. All because of the finished atoning work on the cross and the blood that he shed there. What a salutation that is. But you'll notice also the revelation. For it says, And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. There's a revelation. A revelation that is personal. He came himself. It wasn't a messenger. It wasn't merely showing himself unto one or two as it was on the Emmaus Road. But the Lord was to come himself. He stood in the midst, we read. And he revealed himself unto them. What a revelation. Suddenly, with the doors been shut And they're meeting there in fear of the Jews. Suddenly, the Lord Himself appears before them. That revelation was also proof. Proof that was undeniable. Undeniable that it was Him. Oh, the message came from the morning time that the Lord was risen, the tomb is empty. And yet they were still unbelieving. But here was the proof. And you know what the proof was? He showed them His hands. And He revealed His heart, His side. His hands were open to them. His heart was open to them. And He showed them His wounds. And you know, when we read Revelation chapter 5 and the words of verse 6, we read this, "And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne of the four beasts, in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as it had been slain. Christ bears the wounds of our redemption. When He comes again, they will look upon Him whom they pierced." Those who pierced Him, they will yet look upon Him. And there was a revelation that was undeniable, a proof that it was the Lord. It was proof that was unspeakable of His love for His people. For He went to the cross. And He bore those nails. He endured the cross and despised the shame. And He did it for no sin of His own. But He did it as a sinner's substitute. Dear people, what unspeakable love that is. Savior who has paid it all. And you know, dear people, this is something that is foundational to saving faith. We don't lift before you tonight a cross with a person on it. We don't even point you tonight to someone that's couched in his mother's arms. But we have left before you a risen Savior, a living Christ. A proof that is undeniable as He revealed Himself, as He stood in their midst. Do you know Him? Is He your Savior? There's a revelation that was promised. John 16 and verse 22, He said to those disciples, Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you. There was a promise He gave to them in the upper room, and now it's a fulfillment of that very promise. He has promised, where the two or three are gathered together in My name, there am I in the midst of them. I want to tell you something. God keeps His word. The Lord keeps His promises. And He has said, "Him that cometh unto Me, I will in no wise cast out." The Lord was to reveal Himself. There's one final thought. There's the satisfaction. It says that when He had so said, showed unto them His hands and His side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. There was satisfaction. There was rejoicing. They were glad when they saw the Lord. And you know, the more we see of Christ, the more rejoicing there will be. And that satisfaction will be complete one day when He comes back for His own. 1 John 3 and 2 says, "Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is." Our satisfaction will be complete then. For faith will give way to sight. Here's a little group of disciples, and there's rejoicing amongst them. They were glad. They had seen the Lord. They had the company of them, each other in that upper room. But oh, what a difference it made when the Lord came. And they saw Him. You know, there was a reviving in their satisfaction. For John says this. He says, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. He gives us the very moment. You remember the message that came to Jacob? The message was, Joseph is yet alive. And we read that he revived in spirit. And here's the little group of disciples. And when they see the Lord, there's a reviving amongst them. They were revived. They were satisfied to know that this was the risen Savior. He had resurrected, been resurrected from the dead. Then were the disciples glad. Wonder, will there be rejoicing tonight among the church on earth, among the angels in heaven, over a sinner that hath repented? Wonder, dear loved one, this Easter Sabbath evening, will there be rejoicing in your heart, for you've seen the Lord as you've never seen Him before? Then were the disciples glad they saw the Lord. Salutation, revelation, satisfaction. Christ alone satisfies. Will you come? Will you take Him as your Savior tonight? Be saved. At peace with God. Trust the Lord will bless just those few thoughts to your hearts tonight for His own name's sake. Let's sing in closing. Number 382. 382. We'll just sing the first three verses. Who can cheer the heart like Jesus by His presence all divine, true and tender, pure and precious? Oh, how blessed to call Him mine. 382. Just singing the first three verses. We'll stand as we do so. Presence with us this evening. Thank the Lord, thy presence is promised. We thank thee for help given to our sister Joy. God, we pray that thou would be pleased to move subtly among her village folk. O God, we pray for that man Christopher as he reads and as he listens to the messages of God's word. He might see Christ as never before. God, we pray that thou would break down the barriers. Lord, that thou would cause the branches of that little church to spread over the walls. Lord, that thou would be pleased to build and, Lord, to add to that place such as should be saved. Lord, we pray that thou would do it again, even here tonight. We thank the Lord that when we seek Christ, it changes everything. We pray that thou might speak to hearts that are still in bondage to their sin. But, oh God, thou would suddenly come. Thou would give that deciding grace. The soul might repent and seek Christ by faith. They might know peace over sins forgiven tonight. They might be reconciled to Holy God. O God, we pray, they might leave the house of God being satisfied with Christ. Father, speak on. The preacher's voice is silent. Bless her for their time of fellowship. The good things provided for our bodily needs, bless them to us. The hands are prepared them. Lord, later on, give us journey of mercies. May the best yet to come. For we ask these things in our Savior's precious name.